With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House authorizes an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says President Biden needs to be held accountable.
Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden defies a House GOP subpoena for a closed-door deposition Wednesday.
Hunter ignored the subpoena from the GOP-led House Oversight Committee, choosing instead to appear briefly outside the Capitol to reiterate that he would answer questions from lawmakers only in a public setting. Hunter Biden's decision not to comply with the subpoena paves the way for Republicans to pursue proceedings to hold him in contempt of Congress.
Capitol Hill correspondent Edwin Mora. The Senate passes the annual defense policy bill by a vote of 87 to 13. The $886 billion package lays out how the Pentagon will be funded through the year. It authorizes billions towards military vehicles, national security, and a 5% pay raise for troops. The bill now goes to the House, where it faces resistance from conservatives who say it failed to rid the Pentagon of woke policies. Federal Reserve Wednesday held its key interest rate steady for the third straight time and set the table for multiple cuts to come in 2024 and beyond. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the Fed will keep acting carefully in deciding its key interest rate level.
We will make decisions about the extent of any additional policy firming and how long policy will remain restrictive based on the totality of the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
The Supreme Court agrees to take up a dispute over an abortion drug. This is SRN News. Sad news for Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jacques Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him space to worship. Now Boyd's returning the favor. A tornado ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church over the weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up. The two pastors have been friends for some time, both attending American Baptist College in Nashville. This is SRN News. It was a record-setting day on Wall Street Wednesday. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
It was pretty easy to figure out why the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 512 points atop the 37,000 mark for the first time ever. Bankrate.com senior financial analyst Mark Hamrick says it's all about the Fed.
As the Federal Reserve signals the possibility not only of remaining on hold with interest rates for the foreseeable future, but perhaps 325 basis point rate cuts in 2024, is something the stock market eagerly embraces.
Markets have been rallying since October amid rising hopes that those cuts may be on the way. I'm Shelley Adler.
Washington State Patrol hires an outside forensic engineering firm to help with the investigation into apparent carbon monoxide poisoning at Evergreen State College that killed one student and injured two others. More details at SRNnews.com.